Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Save big money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the $100 MBA show, where we serve up more nuggets than McDonald's with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is a must-read episode. In our must-read episodes, I discuss a book that has greatly influenced me as an entrepreneur and share with you why you should read the book. And today's must-read is Reality Check by Guy Kawasaki. This book is packed with so much, so let me jump right into it. Let's get down to business. For those who don't know who Guy Kawasaki is, Kawasaki was the chief evangelist at Apple, meaning he was in marketing. He was in charge of making sure Apple's branding went viral. He was also an advisor to the Motorola business unit of Google, and now he's the chief evangelist of Canva, which is an online graphics design tool. By the way, you should really check out Canva if you want to create great design without knowing Photoshop. Needless to say, Guy Kawasaki knows a lot about starting and running a business, as well as marketing it. And in his book, Reality Check, he really just spills the beans and lets you know everything that he knows about the topic. The subtitle to this book is The Irreverent Guide to Outsmarting, Outmanaging, and Outmarketing Your Competition. This is basically an entrepreneur's cheat sheet and a must-read book for anybody who wants to be a business builder or an entrepreneur. The book is 474 pages. But don't get intimidated. It's separated into short and easy-to-read topics, which you'll love finishing. They're like short chapters, so you really love finishing each chapter as you're going along. Guy starts the book with a bang and says, I want to provide hardcore information to hardcore people who want to kick butt. This book, in a lot of ways, is an all-in-one guide for starting and operating a great organization. Some of the things that Guy really gets into in the book is how to raise money for your business, how to build a team, how to sell, even how to network, and how to make presentations. But one of the most compelling things I found about this book is his chapter on how to influence people and make them believe in you. This is a very critical concept in entrepreneurship, is that you have to sell people on you, on your idea, and you really have to get them to believe in you. Because at the end of the day, people that purchase from you or even invest in your business, they're investing in you. They need to know, they need to believe that you can pull this off. And I love the way he talks about this in the book. He also has a really interesting and entertaining chapter in the book called The Lies. It's actually a series of different types of lies. Some of these are top 10 lies of venture capitalists, top 11 lies of entrepreneurs, top 16 lies of lawyers, lies of engineers, top 10 lies of partners, top 17 lies of CEOs. The point of the series or these lists of lies is to help you see things before they come at you, so you're prepared before you encounter them. He also has a really interesting chapter on business planning. He calls it The Zen of Business Plans. I don't want to ruin it for you, but that chapter alone is worth the book. Reality Check also dedicates a good chapter on the art of bootstrapping and covers ideas on how to forecast and this concept of ready, fire, aim, which means take action and then adjust later. So as you can see, this book is filled with information, filled with useful stuff that you really, really should take a look at if you're starting a business. Now, the reason why I personally recommend it is how it's influenced me as an entrepreneur. Guy's writing and his personality is very down to earth. And knowing who he is as a professional, being such a prominent player in Apple and Motorola and Canva now, it's pretty refreshing to see somebody talk so simply about business. He breaks down traditionally difficult theoretical concepts in business in a very easy and digestible way. He also helped me have a better vision for my business. He's really big about seeing the bigger picture of your business and understanding the culture that you're cultivating in your business. This is some pretty big picture stuff and really makes you sit back and think about, what am I really doing with what I'm doing? What am I really trying to build? Because that culture, that vibe, that resonates with not only the people you work with, but the people you're serving. And this is what I find Guy Kawasaki is really, really good at, is showing you how to see the big picture and how you can create a great vibe or a great feeling for your business, which ultimately builds a better brand and affects sales tremendously. And it also creates a great environment to work in. So guys, I highly, highly recommend you pick up Reality Check by Guy Kawasaki. We'll put a link to the book in today's show notes at 100mba.net/mba114 for 114. Guys, thank you so much for listening. If you have a couple minutes to spare after the show, we would really love for you to drop us an iTunes rating and review. Don't forget, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. Every week, we announce a new winner that gets a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. Plus, you help us reach more people on iTunes so we can help other entrepreneurs just like you. Thank you again for listening to the $100 MBA show. Guys, I mentioned this in a previous episode, but if you're looking to attend a great conference coming up in April 2015, then you should really check out the Instigator Experience. Nicole and I will be there. I will be speaking at the Instigator Experience, and it's really a conference like no other. It's about growing. It's about learning. It's not about creating any old business. It's about creating a movement. I promise you, this is going to be one of the funnest and most original events you've ever been to. The thing is, they only take 60 people and it's application-based, but you can apply at theinstigatorexperience.com. I'd love to see you guys there. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Books like The Reality Check have a lot of information for you to consume. So sometimes when you're picking up a book or a course that has a lot of info, a lot of value, it can get overwhelming. My advice to you is to see it as a reference or see it as something that you can visit and revisit and complete over time. You don't need to sit down and read the whole book in a matter of a day or two. Even if you spend 15 minutes a day before you go to bed or maybe in the morning when you're having breakfast, you'll find that you can complete the book really quickly. And books like this that have a lot of information, I highly recommend you take some notes, either in a notebook or in a Word document or even just on the margins of the book if it's a physical book. And I know on the iPad, you can take some notes on an ebook as well. By taking notes, it helps you solidify and really comprehend what you're reading. Jot down the things that you feel are most applicable in your business or how you would like to apply them. And guys, like always, if you have any questions along the way, you can send them at contact@100mba.net. We'd love to answer them on the show. All right, guys, thanks for joining me today, and I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.
Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.